Live Creative Now, episode 26.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hey, brilliant. This is Live Creative Now, the podcast for anyone with a creative hunger. Whether you think of yourself as quote-unquote not artistic, not creative, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, because no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive, and it is how you change the world. So my mission is to help you turn your creative taps to the on position. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. And today on the podcast, I am doing just that, answering a listener question that I think everyone will be able to relate to. But first, I want to invite you to my birthday party. I decided that what I wanted to do for my birthday, which is in November, is to perform a benefit concert. I want to raise money for Jazz Camp West, which is very, very dear to my heart. And if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can join me live in 3D. And if you're anywhere else in the world, you can also join me live because I'm going to live stream the entire thing and I'm going to be recording it. So yes, you will have access to the recording if you join me live. You can just go to livecreativenow.com/birthday-concert for more info. Every penny I raise from this concert, minus any processing fees from PayPal or whatever, all of it goes to fund scholarships to Jazz Camp West, which I have been going to since 2006. It's so, so, so special to me. And they have an incredibly generous scholarship program. I have been the recipient of scholarships for many years, and I'm so happy to be able to give back. So I hope you can join me. Again, go to livecreativenow.com/birthday-concert. livecreativenow.com/birthday-concert for more info and to reserve your seat either in 3D or online. And now, on with today's episode. First of all, thank you so much to everyone who has left a review over in iTunes. Those reviews mean so much to me. And some of you have left questions in your reviews, which I absolutely love. So today I'm answering a question from Cal Pearl, who left her question over in her review in iTunes. She writes, Melissa, question. I'm a painter who is feeling stuck and insecure. And then in parentheses, she writes, I'm bipolar. Help! I just don't like all my work. I'm a perfectionist. Whoa. It's such a short, simple little question. And, you know, I don't think I know anybody who doesn't relate to this on some level. The first thing I want to say, Cal Pearl, is thank you for asking the question. And regarding your statement that you're bipolar, I am not a doctor. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a psychologist. So I cannot speak to that. But I definitely recommend finding some good professional help with any kind of issue like that. What I can speak to is the issue of not liking all of your work and being a perfectionist, because me too. Here is the reality. You are never going to like all of your work. If you do, you know, yay you, I'm super impressed and that's really awesome. That is not me. However, what I can say is that a couple of things. The more you let yourself make crap, because remember, we need the crop to fertilize the good stuff, the better your chances of getting to the work that you do like. You're going to have to crank out a lot of work that you maybe don't like so much, or maybe you think is total crap and you even hate it. You have to crank that out in order to get to the work that you like, in order to learn the skills that you need to have, in order to craft at the level that you want to craft, and to learn to like your work. Okay, so that's the first thing. I have another metaphor that I've been using recently, which is, you know, if you think about, have you ever turned on a tap, a faucet that was rusty and it hadn't been used in a while? And you turn it on and the water that comes out first is all brown and rusty and disgusting and it's not fit for human consumption. This is like our creative taps. You've got to let the water flow out and let it bring out all the rust and whatever it's going to come with it. Sometimes you have to do that for quite a while before you get to the clear stuff. I just changed the water filter. We have a water filter on our kitchen tap. And I have to let it run for 10 minutes before it's suitable for drinking. This is what our creative lives are like as well. And by the way, I put all of that water for those 10 minutes. I live in California. We are in a serious drought. I ran it into big pots and pitchers and watered my yard with all that water. But this is what our creative taps are like. You've got to let the gunky, rusty water out first in order to find your flow. And that is what is going to lead you to that clear, delicious water that you are looking for, right? So that's the first thing. The other thing that I have learned, and this seems so counterintuitive, but sharing my work, sharing my crappy, imperfect work with other people has been huge for helping me to like my work better. I know it sounds really, really weird, but here's what happens. When I put my work out into the world, and nowadays it is so easy to do that with social media, either in a, you know, private Facebook group where you know you're really safe, or if you feel a little more brave, you can put it out in a larger realm like Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, Pinterest, where other people are going to see it. I put my work out there, and guess what? People start to comment on it. And you know what the reality is? Very, very rarely are you actually ever going to get a nasty, flaming, oh my God, that sucks kind of a comment. That just doesn't happen very often. Most of the time, what you're going to get is random people, friends, strangers, whatever, clicking that like button. And let me tell you, the first time you put something out into the world that you feel like is crap or mediocre or you're just not happy with it, and somebody clicks a like button, it's amazing. Or they write a little comment like, wow, this is really cool, this is really pretty, whatever the comment is, there's something about that that it's not that I'm sharing my work seeking external validation. It's really different from that. What I'm doing is putting my work out there and seeing how it lands. And that allows me to take off my own hypercritical glasses with the lenses that are all like, all they see is where the lack is, where it's not good enough, where it doesn't meet up to what I, you know, what I was envisioning. I can take those glasses off and look at my work through somebody else's glasses. Because remember, other people see your work for what it is. You see your work for what it isn't. And when you can look through the lens of seeing your work for what it is, it can help you to like it better. It can help you at the very least to have more compassion for your work and for yourself as the imperfect creator of that work. So those are two things that I will say. Regarding being a perfectionist, honey, I get it. Me too. I am a recovering perfectionist, but I go one step further and I claim the title imperfectionist. You know, there are so many people out there in the world who claim the title proudly of being a perfectionist. It gives them all kinds of excuses. It shows how awesome they are because they, you know, their attention to detail is exquisite and they just won't let anything go until it's perfect, blah, 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 blah. I don't see that as something to be proud of. I see that as a very dangerous, flawed place to be that is not serving me in any way, shape, or form. My years of being a dyed-in-the-wool perfectionist did not make me happy. They made me miserable. Now, I have massively perfectionistic tendencies still, which is why I am so intentional about claiming the title imperfectionist, because being an imperfectionist is a practice. You have practiced probably for, you know, decades, however, I don't know how old you are, but for decades, you have practiced being a perfectionist. You have practiced looking at the world through those particular glasses. Changing that up is not something that happens overnight. It's a practice. It is something that we continually work on. It's like when I sit down to meditate, which I do every day, and yeah, some days I miss it for whatever reason, but basically I have a daily meditation practice. Sometimes it's just 10 minutes, sometimes it's 20 or more. Sit down to meditate, and my intention is to focus on my breathing. And very quickly, I notice that my mind is romping off into some, you know, what I want to do today, or things I don't want to forget, or something that happened in the past. It's not in the present. It's not in the now. And the beautiful thing is the noticing. When I notice, oh, I'm thinking again, there's no problem with the fact that I'm thinking. That is not a problem in the least. The thing is to simply notice it. That is the golden moment. When I notice that I'm thinking, that creates space to allow me to just simply let go of that thought and come back to presence, come back to my breath, come back to this moment right now and just be in my body, right? When I'm sitting for 10 minutes and meditating, I might have that noticing moment 50,000 times. Over and over and over again. Because the reality is, as human beings, our minds, we have minds, and our minds are made to think. So that's where they are going to naturally go. And so my job when I'm meditating is simply to notice that and come back gently, with great self-compassion and love, gently bring myself back. Notice that I'm gone, gently bring myself back. Notice that I'm gone, gently bring myself back. Meditation is not about being perfect. It is about mindfulness. It's about noticing. Imperfectionism is the same thing. It is a practice. It's about noticing where I am being perfectionistic and intentionally deciding to change that pattern. So, Cal Pearl, you can totally do this, because if I can do it, I mean, anybody can do it. It is something that I have been practicing and continue to practice and will probably continue to practice for the rest of my life. So when you are feeling stuck and insecure, I strongly recommend that you take a look at my Rules for the Creative Sandbox, my Keys to Creative Flow. And I've got a podcast episode all about that. I will leave a link in the show notes to that podcast episode. It's one of my early ones. And you can sign up on my mailing list and you will get a free printable poster of my Keys to Creative Flow, my otherwise known as my 10 Rules for the Creative Sandbox, and my Imperfectionist Manifesto. And I highly recommend that you print them out and put them up on your wall where you can consult them frequently. I do. I consult them all the time. Hey, I made them for me as much as for anybody else. So make good use of those. And remember, it's a practice. And this practice of imperfectionism, you get to practice imperfectionism in that practice, because you're not going to be perfect at it. You're going to find yourself being a perfectionist, beating yourself up, doing all those things that are not serving you, you'll find yourself doing them. I do all the time. And how beautiful. It's a great opportunity to practice imperfectionism, practice my golden formula. Self-awareness plus self-compassion equals the key to everything good. Self-awareness, noticing you're feeling stuck, noticing you're feeling insecure, noticing when you're trying to focus on your breathing and your thoughts are romping all over the place, right? That noticing what is working and what is not working. When you fall off the wagon of your, say you have a daily commitment and you miss a day, instead of beating yourself up for it, step back and notice, oh, how does it feel? How do I feel when I skip a day of my creative practice compared to how do I feel when I don't skip a day? That's really good data. Really, really interesting, right? And then you get to respond with self-compassion. Remember that you are human. There's not a pathology. There's nothing wrong with you. You're human, just like everybody else. You're fallible. You're imperfect. And that's okay. And respond to yourself with gentleness and love and kindness, just as you would with a beloved friend. Treat yourself like a beloved friend. Truly, my golden formula, Cal Pearl, if you can work on practicing that, you will be inherently practicing imperfectionism. This is my, these are my thinking, my thoughts for you. It is okay that you feel stuck and insecure. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It's okay that you don't like all your work. It's gonna happen. It's okay that you're a perfectionist. You get to practice being an imperfectionist. Give it a try. Be gentle and kind with yourself and remind yourself that it is a long-term, lifelong practice. And let me know how it goes. I hope that's helpful, Cal Pearl. Keep you posted. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today while I riffed on my answer to Cal Pearl's question. If you're getting value out of this podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with a friend. Let other people know about it and leave a review over on iTunes. Those ratings and reviews mean so much to me. It is the best way to thank me for taking the time to make these podcasts for you. They make a really big difference in how the show is ranked, and that makes a big difference in helping other people find it, and that helps grow the creative uprising. So you can play an important role in this movement simply by leaving a review. If you need help, I have step-by-step guide on how to leave a review on iTunes over at livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. Thanks again for joining me. And until next time, go get creative. Mwah! Live creative now. Live creative now. Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.